fifth principle is called attract to yourself what you desire. And the affirmation for this is, the divine creative power within me brings to me all that I want with happiness, love, and peace. The key word here is attract. Attract to yourself that which you desire. What you desire desires you, or what you want wants you. And it's really coming to understand that there is an energy that will bring things to you, that will have things begin to show up. And this is not to say that you just put out your manifestation desire and then just sit around and wait for some huge magnet in the sky to just turn on and be facing towards you and have everything just go, shh, there it is. There's an element of working with this divine universal force that is everywhere and a part of this divine essence. It is a divine creation. As you become more tuned into this divine consciousness, you begin to see that that there's really a spiritual solution to every problem in your life. That the things that don't seem to be working, the problems that you may have, whatever they are, in relationships, in finances, in healing, and so on, that there is, yes, there is a solution in the physical plane that requires you to get up and do certain kinds of things and act in certain ways. But in back of that action is a thought. And the same force or the same power that moves waves to particles, which is the act of creation, also moves your pictures or your thoughts into the world of form. The same intelligence, the same energy that moves a star across the sky moves a thought across your mind. This energy, this attractiveness, this attraction, this pull towards you and realignment of your intention with divine purpose is something that we can't measure in the physical world the way we would like to be able to measure, the way we can measure ohms and watts and so on when we're talking about electricity. Nevertheless, it is exactly the very same power. And the power that allows for anything to go from wave to particle also is behind your ability to think, and therefore your ability to picture, and your ability to decide what it is that you do desire. There is something inside of you that allows you to desire something. It isn't the desire I'm talking about. I'm talking about that which gives birth to it, that which allows it to be. The analogy here is when you begin to take care of your body in a certain way and to treat it well, to give it plenty of water, to avoid toxins, to give it the rest that it needs, to nourish it with the proper vitamins and minerals, to give it the proper amount of exercise, to do the things that show that you are respectful of this garage that is housing your soul, it becomes automatic. It isn't any longer something that you have to struggle with, that you have to work on, and that you have to think about all the time. You go to automatic. It's a lot like writing also, and creating, and painting, and music. You know, when Picasso was interviewed about his painting, and they asked him, how do you paint? He said, when I go into the studio, I leave my body and my mind at the door, the way the Muslims leave their shoes before they enter the mosque. And I just allow my spirit into that world. The spirit, this soul, this force that I have talked so much about in this whole entire program, is really a power of love that you feel in your heart. It isn't something that you process with your mind. But when you understand it and know that it is an energy that is working, that brings things into the world, into your world, realigns you, if you will, with what it is you'd like to create or have for yourself, you begin to cooperate. See, this divine intelligence will cooperate with you. But again, only if you feel that you're worthy and only if you know that you and it are connected. The minute you sense any sense of separation, it shuts off. The minute you place an obstacle there, it will shut off. I'll give an example of how this energy works in overcoming some of the things that are struggles for most people in our lives. Most of us have addictions of one kind or another. Almost everyone suffers from some form of addiction. And when I say addiction, I'm talking about something that seems to have more power or control over us than we would like if things were to be perfect. So for some, it's sugar. For some, it's alcohol. For some, it's drugs. For some, it's food. For some, it's approval, you know, needing to be a part of the tribe. What will they think? Remember the mantra of the tribe. In terms of understanding this as a power and as an energy, I would like you to think of back to the room that I talked about earlier. And your back is against the wall, and everything to the right, even though we know that it's all one, spirit, God is in everything, okay? But for purposes of seeing it here, and listening to it here, we go back to the room, and everything on the right represents the physical world.